Soul, a great way to introduce my guests this afternoon. Madness and House of Fun. Well, it's of course a Duke's concert is always a House of Fun. And one of the pleasures of doing this job is that you get to meet and catch up with some really nice people. Duke's are the finest ukulele band in the universe. And not only that, they're all lovely people too. And they join me now. Welcome back, Duke's.
Hi, Bob. Bob.
Hello. Hello. So we've got Dave.
Hello.
Hazel.
Hello.
John.
Hello.
And Brian.
Hi.
Hello. 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 Good afternoon to you. So it's a return visit. We last saw you back in May, and I know you've been very busy since then. And next month you come to the Brentwood Theatre. Are you looking forward to that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a lovely venue, isn't it, for you guys? It's very intimate, and it's...
It's great, yes.
Yeah, very good indeed. Now, the last time you were here, I managed to choose songs all sung by Martin. Today, Martin is banned. We should explain, of course, that Duke's are normally a six-piece outfit, and we have four of you here today. Missing is Martin Burdekin and Joe Kerr. Yes. They're obviously out earning a living somewhere, are they?
Probably. Yeah. They're doing their best, anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to start off playing one of your songs from your Red and Black album, okay. Which came out about 6 months ago, wasn't it? I think something like that.
Yeah.
This one's one of my favourites, actually. I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper. So who sings that one?
Oh, well, that's Joe. That's there is a little story behind it.
Oh, yes, please.
Do you want to hear the story?
Yes, please. Yes.
I'm not actually sure of it. The others will have to correct me if I'm wrong. It was the song that Joe sang to her husband-to-be at the wedding.
Ah.
Was it the husband-to-be?
Right.
Or was he already married at that point?
He might have been married.
He might have actually been married.
So he's obviously a lighthouse keeper, then, is he?
Well, I don't know. It might be. Anyway, that's right. So, and it's a song that's very special to her and to him, of course, as well.
All right. Well, especially for Joe and her husband,
Tony.
Here's Duke's and I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper. Here they come.
My dreams come true. You'll be a lighthouse keeper too. I'd like living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay. Hey, hey, won't that be okay? Hey, hey, yada-da-da-da-da.
Oh, absolutely fabulous. That's Duke's and I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper, featuring a virtuoso performance on the melodica by Brian. He's got quite a lot of puff, I understand. Did you, Brian? Yeah. Tell me about when you were practicing that at home.
Yeah, we've got. If it doesn't frighten the cats, it usually brings one of them in. When I was doing one piece, just came in, jumped up on the desk where the melodica was, and bit me on the finger.
Do you usually get those good reviews from critics?
Yes, usually. It's,
Wonderful. Okay, and Dave, you were saying there's an Essex connection with that song, apparently.
It's a little bit tenuous, yeah, but the original by a German singer, I think, called Erica something, were featured in the song, featured in the film A Clockwork Orange.
Yes,
a lot of which was filmed in Harlow.
Oh, really? Okay, yes.
Well, that is a tenuous connection.
I don't think I've ever seen The Clockwork Orange, but a friend of mine had the soundtrack album from it, and I've always liked that song.
Well, that song should be on there.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, where are we? Ah, yes. Now, I always enjoy reading Hazel's blog on your website, so to keep up with all of your adventures. So I've picked out a few highlights from that I thought we'd go through. I mean, I saw you back in May, and you were about to appear at the Queen's Theatre Hornchurch. How did
yes,
that one
right.
go?
Oh, brilliantly. It was really, really good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I think it's one of our sort of best shows at that theatre, and it went really well.
And you had a fan up on stage for the entire concert, didn't you?
Did we?
You don't remember, do you? But it was the kind that keeps you cool.
That's right. Yes.
That joke
seems to store Joe and I. That does. Yeah,
it was better the first time, wasn't it?
Okay, and if we move on to the end of May, you ended up at the Cramphorn Studio for the fifth time, and you sold it out. And it was Cup Final Day, and you adapted one of your songs to Mark Cup final day, didn't you?
Probably, Bob. Probably. Oh. I can't remember. We've done about 300 gigs since then.
Well, indeed. We'll come to that in a minute. But apparently, you paid due deference to the beautiful game with a match of the day tinge in your Smoke on the Water solo.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Now, yes, I did.
The thing I really want to know about from that gig was apparently John worked up a nice little act with a full suitcase of toy instruments during Ode to Joy. What was that all about, John?
Well, it's an interesting little part of the act, and if you come to Brentwood, you'll probably see it.
Ah.
Dave, at that point, Dave gets fed up with my bass playing and snatches the bass from me, so I walked off, brought back a suitcase full of toy instruments and attempted to play each one during the course of the song.
Just to annoy me.
Just to annoy him. And I didn't really achieve it because I kept on being stopped. Apart from the end, and if you come to the theatre, you'll see what happens.
Ah, this
end.
Now forms part of the whole act now.
John's big finale, that's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent, okay. Middle of June, you reached quite a milestone, the 300th performance of Dukes.
Right.
That was pretty special, wasn't it?
It probably was. Which gig was it? This is like
keep him off the illegal substances, will you guys?
Yeah.
I think when we hit the 100, that was a special night. We remembered that because we'd got 100 gigs and we didn't think. We just thought we would do odd gigs and we'd got 100 and it was very quick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the more you do, 300 is not such a headline as perhaps when we get to 500.
Sure.
No, well, I mean, you'll have to ask us about the 1,000th.
Okay. definitely. I mean, this kind of all started off as a hobby, didn't it? And it's kind of just taken over your lives.
Kind of, yeah. it certainly did, yeah. It started off as a hobby for the individuals, a jam session in the pub in Chelmsford, the Orange Tree. And then a realisation from me, I was running the Orange Tree jam session at the time, that it's the same 12 people turning up every week, or every month rather. Why not form a band and go and take it that one step further? And actually learn some songs and do some gigs, came from there. So
well, and as I say, you've been very busy. Towards the end of June, you played two festivals in one day: the Ramsden Bell House Music Festival and Music in the Meadow in Little Birstead. I mean, do you ever get fed up with all this?
not that sort of gig, no, definitely not. That was just great fun. It was all outdoors, lovely day.
Yeah.
Hop in the car after the first gig, dash off to the next one, you know. It's just great feeling.
It's a great adventure, yeah.
We've done a number of outside gigs, and we've been pretty lucky with the weather. And we always say, you know, I think we were talking over the weekend, because we was out the whole weekend outside playing on both days, and I think there's only one gig in the whole time that we've been going that we couldn't actually start because of rain, but once. And we've done a huge number of outside gigs.
Yeah, wonderful. So, the sun has smiled on you.
So, Dukes, bring me sunshine.
Indeed, that's right. Well, we're going to hear a bit of sunshine from Dukes in a minute with Echo Beach, but we're going to take a short break first, and then we'll be right back with Dukes. Thank you. Oh yes, the Marvellous Dukes and Echo Beach Dukes will be appearing at the Brentwood Theatre on the 14th of November. Make a date for your diary. Right, now we're looking back over the last few months of things that you've been doing. I want to take you back to July, and it's summer with soaring temperatures, lots of people decamping to a beach in the middle of Chelmsford. It's the Fling Festival. How was that? Was that the first time you played the Fling?
No. Third time? Third time, yes.
Right. Okay, and how did that go? What do you remember from that day, Dave? You were the second band on.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah?
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah. No, it's good again, yes. It was fairly early in the afternoon or late morning, so the crowd was still sort of coming in wondering what they're going to do for the day. I think we had a good time. We did about a half hour set and went down well.
Smashing. Now, you do quite a few charity gigs as well, don't you? On the 11th of July, you did Farley Hospice Open Day.
Yes.
That's, we love all that. It's brilliant that you do all that, and you give up quite a lot of your time for that sort of thing, don't you? Have you got any charity gigs coming up in the near future?
The
Dementia one, yes.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Good. Yeah, the Dementia one, that's right, in Braintree at the Retreat.
Okay.
On the... pretty soon, in November, isn't it? 7th of November.
Right.
Yeah, it's open to the public, so anyone can go, although I think the tickets are quite expensive, so it's a book a seat type event.
Okay. And then later on, a bit nearer the present, really, 26th of September... you're on the bandstand in Raffles Park in Romford. That's quite a nice location because you've got
the sunshine again.
Yeah, it was playing to the geese on the lakes and quite a few people. Yeah. It was one of those gigs where until we started playing, there weren't many people there. But as soon as we started playing, people started drifting across the park towards us as they heard the sounds drifting the other way.
Wonderful. And now you've got a new piece of kit, I notice, in the form of in-ear monitors. Now, I don't even know what they are. What can you tell me what they are and what they do for you?
Okay, Brian, you can explain that.
They're a bit like the little buds that you might get with an iPhone or something like that. Just go around the ears, disappear on the back of your neck. You plug them into a little pack on your belt.
Right.
And you can hear everything in
I've got it.
And every sort of couple of people in the band can have their own mix. They can have everybody as loud or as quiet as they wish them to be.
Right, so it replaces
the bits that are relevant to them, really.
Replaces monitor speakers on the
stage. And you can always hear if there's a noisy crowd, such as at one or two of the gigs that we've played. He's got a little bit rowdy. You can hear everything quite clearly. So it's great.
Okay, and just this weekend you were at the RHS Gardens at Hyde Hall. How did that one go?
Yeah, that was good fun. It was a bit risky with the weather, but of course, as we've said earlier, the sun shone for the entire 2 days. We played actually for 8 hours with gigs breaks as well, of course, but for 8 hours in total. And there was one person there who came at the beginning of the first day, and she stayed right to the end of the second day. She saw virtually all of it.
Camped out overnight. Yeah.
So she kept coming back. So it's a lovely event, and I think what we are lucky to be able to do is to go to an awful lot of events, which we'd actually go to as part of a day out on our own, nothing to do with music.
Right, yeah, nice.
So, you end up somewhere where, I'd have come here anyway, it's a lovely... And during our breaks, we wander around all the other stalls. It's a wood fest because of the time of the year, and there's lots of people doing things like carving and making other things out of wood. And our sets, we were alternating with the chainsaw demonstration. We were the two that could the incompatible pair. So when we finished, they started.
You do use some unusual instruments. I mean, are there any plans to introduce a chainsaw in your set? Yeah.
No. We are thinking about how we could make our sound interesting in the future. But chainsaw hadn't crossed our mind.
Well, you certainly play a diverse range of music. I mean, it's Queen, Elbow, Rolling Stones, Johnny Cash, Deep Purple, Beatles, Led Zeppelin,
Mary Hopkins,
Pink Floyd,
and Disney.
Yes.
Oh, of course. I know you do that one from The Jungle Book, don't you? I Want to Be Like You, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. And of course, you'll be bringing all of that to the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday, the 14th of November. You've been there a couple of times before, I think, haven't you?
Yes.
We have. A couple of times, and we did a charity event for them quite early on. But that will be 4 days before our sixth birthday. When we had our first meeting to discuss forming a band.
Wonderful. Well, the first time I met you guys was our sixth birthday when you came here and entertained us for our birthday party, which, very good. Well, happy birthday. And Christmas is coming. What have you got anything lined up for the weeks running up to Christmas?
Yeah, we've got another outdoor gig, actually. It's I don't think it's going to be necessarily that sunny this time, but the Lavenham Christmas Market, where we'll be welcoming Santa Claus.
Oh, very nice.
And switching on the lights. And also at the Norden Centre for the Arts in Maidenhead, which is a bit of a distance from here, but it's a great theatre, it's a wonderful theatre, and we played there last year, and we're there on I think it's the 19th of December this year.
Yeah.
So that's, also the Rose and Crown in Walthamstow, which we play every year, and that's always great.
Right. And any big plans for next year? I mean, you have sort of toured internationally in the past, haven't you? You've
been... Well, that's always a possibility, you never know. We might go back to the Czech Republic.
Okay.
I can't rule that out.
What about you? What about your ukulele?
A diplomatic answer, that was.
No, was it? Okay. Oh, by the way, we should say hello to Martin, who I understand is listening while he's eating his lunch.
He's eating
his
lunch. He's eating celery, so you probably can't hear what we're saying.
No. There's nothing personal, Martin, but we're not playing any of your tracks that you've done the vocals on today.
No.
But
only
because the last time the Jukes came in, we just played Martin to death, so he's banned today. Well, we've got one more track to hear in a moment, but you know, I can vouch, I've seen you guys probably three or four occasions. It's always a great night, always entertaining, always funny, and they're guaranteed to get you singing and smiling. So make a date for your diary. Is Saturday the 14th of November, 8 o'clock at the Brentwood Theatre. Tickets are £10 in advance, and you can call the box office on 01277 200305. And if anybody wants to look you up on the internet, you guys, where can they find you?
It's www.d-ukes.co.uk.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to meet us, and they're around in Brentwood on Saturday the 24th of October, we will be around the both markets,
High
Street and Crown Street, for the afternoon, doing a bit of busking, talking to people, giving some leaflets out.
Lovely.
So anyone's come along, have a chat.
Wonderful. You're also on Facebook, aren't you? It's I'm a Duke supporter on Facebook.
Right.
So you can look that one up. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in again and seeing us. And good luck with all you do in the coming year.
Yes. And thanks for reminding us about so many things we have done and forgotten about.
All right. Well, we're going to play out with In My Place. Okay. Is this another one of Joe's? Or
Joe sings it, yeah. We still play that one.
Well, it's a lovely song. Thanks again for coming in. And here is Duke's and In My Place. See you soon, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
See you, Bob.